Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated on our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Susan Somers, who joins me today from Toronto. Susan is a media relations specialist. She's an educator, and she's also the author of 3 successful books. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Oh, wonderful. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So, you know, what's really interesting, Susan, is I thought maybe you could share with our listening and viewing audience a little bit about your career in media, because I think there's lots of misconceptions about what a media relations specialist is. So maybe you could start by giving us a little bit of a background.
Well, it's interesting because one of my first jobs was as a freelance writer, and I wrote for the Globe and the Toronto Star in the late 70s, where you'd get in the car, take your column down, and get the check in the mail. And then in the early 80s, I started my PR firm. I literally started from my kitchen table. And then for the next 35 years, I was working from home as a PR specialist. And as a PR specialist, I dealt a lot with the media. And so I was pitching to the media. I was writing for the media. I was creating questions for the media. So a lot of my career was on that. And I taught for 20 years at University of Toronto in the continuing studies department. And a lot of what I was teaching was media relations. And then last year, it's interesting, they canceled my course because basically so many things were going online. And lo and behold, this year, my business has gone online and I am going to be doing workshops on building media relationships and creating online media rooms. So it's very, very interesting to me that when you have certain skills, you can find ways to use them.
Isn't it funny how things go full circle, right? What, where we start and where we end up, sometimes we crisscross throughout the years.
And it's interesting because a lot of the principles that I talked about in terms of how you pitch, how you write, are so similar today, whether you're dealing with online or offline media, that it ties in.
So tell us a little bit about what's a media room. So I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneurial coach. I help folks with their marketing and communications programs, as well as with empowerment principles and success stories. What would be a media room? What's an online media room?
It's a place on your website. It's called a newsroom, media room, press room, dedicated to the media. And I guess the best way to just understand it is I am from the media. It's 10 o'clock at night. I have an idea for a story or a segment. I want to go online and see who's there and what's there. I go online and I find you. And so you're probably not going to hear from me until after I have been online. But here's the problem. A lot of people and a lot of companies especially make the media sign in. And when they go there and they have to sign in, they immediately leave. Right. They want to be there incognito. They're just searching to see who's out there and what's out there. So a good media room with all the pieces like media releases, bios, fact sheet, that is absolutely incredible. That can really do get you a lot of media coverage and blogs, you know, like different kinds of media will go there.
So, you know, it's really interesting because our websites have now become almost like an online business card. It gives us sort of a background into who people are. And, you know, even I hear that, you know, who doesn't Google somebody's name when you're first introduced to someone, right? So if you were just starting out, so if you were a new or a seasoned entrepreneur and you're just starting out, what would you feel would be one of the most important components to have in that online media room?
I would say probably the backgrounder and story ideas. And probably the best way to understand story ideas, problems, trends, and issues. So if you're following your industry and you can come up with some ideas for stories based on those 3 things, that's when they'll say, oh, I can get a quote or I can do an interview. So you have to be on top of your competitors, what your competitors are doing, and also what you can be offering. And so I'd say story ideas and a great fact sheet. And the fact sheet is a one pager that's got your background and all your specialties. So they know at a glance, exactly who you are.
You know, that's really interesting because I think lots of people feel that they only need that information if they're a speaker. So if I'm a speaker, I need to have that somewhere on my website so people can find it. But I don't think that the traditional entrepreneur figures that they need to have that type of information on their website. Would you say that everybody needs to have some sort of a fact sheet on their website?
Well, it's interesting because I am going to be doing some workshops on online media rooms. And when I started doing the research, I found that a lot of the media, it's not only media who come there, but customers. And I never, ever, all the time I've been doing media rooms, thought of it. other than for the media, right? And suddenly I realized there are people coming there to look you up, right, and to find out what you do that have not, who have nothing to do with the media.
Right.
So you want to have an icon on the front of the homepage. That's the big thing, that I can go to your website, click it, and it takes me right there. So I would say that's the key.
That's a really good tip, because, you know, sometimes when you visit folks, the websites are so different and they're so personalized and none of them are standardized. So, you know, there's always that sort of navigation toolbar at the top, but you don't want people to have to dig for the information, right? You want it to be readily available. So as you say, it's easy peasy. They can just click on that button and go right to some sort of background information about who you are.
And I think another really key thing is videos, so that I, from the media, can see you in action. Especially if I'm coming from, you know, electronic media, then I really want to know that that you can, you know,
you can do what you say you're going to do.
Exactly, exactly. Right.
Now, I know that you've recently collaborated with a colleague and you have joined forces to create a real powerhouse. I call the two of you the dynamic duo. So just tell me a little bit about that collaboration and why you decided to join forces with Anne.
Well, it's so interesting because I've tried three times in my career to take my PR firm and collaborate with someone, and it never worked, right? So I met Anne 3 years ago at a local business association at St. Clair and Young in Toronto, and we started to talk, and I realized she has a background in, she's been an actress, she's been a choreographer, and so she's got all that presence, being in front of the camera and also helping other people, and I have a writing background. And so the more we talked, we just started getting together about 2.5 years ago and saying, well, how could we put these pieces together? And I must tell you that the internet has been unbelievable for us, because so many people are looking for those two pieces and they can find them now on the internet.
You know, that's a really interesting comment that you make about trying to collaborate, because, you know, one of the things that we find, and I think is going to be more important as we move forward into the third and fourth quarter of this year, is collaboration, because we can't be all things to all people. And I'm finding that a lot of folks are looking for that sort of one-stop shop concept. So the fact that you've taken your media and journalism background and you've, you know, combined that or married that with someone who has the upfront visual presence, you really get a great collaborative perspective on how to move your business forward.
Exactly.
So if you were going to provide someone with a piece of advice who is, so they're at the tipping point, they're ready to make a change or they're ready to scale their business, what would be something that you could provide them with in terms of advice of how to create that brand message to the public?
Do a lot of research.
Yeah.
Do a lot of research. Go online and see what's out there. And I mean, I'm very big on that kind of thing. And do market research.
Right.
You know, I believe in that one-on-one. And even though I love doing it in person, I think you can do it online as well. Find out what people think you do when you describe what you do, and really zero in on those words. And it's interesting, with our website, we just redid it, so it's friendlier to the user. Mm-hmm. It was very much about our backgrounds and all our credibility. It would blow you away, but it didn't tell you what you'd get out of it. So I think go from the user's point of view.
That's such a valuable piece of advice, Susan, because, you know, we have to redo our websites every couple of years or whenever we make a change in our brand message, because it is really important for people to be able to see at a glance what it is that you do without having to search through all the pages, right?
So if you're not doing research and asking people, what do you think of the website, they're just going there and leaving.
Right.
So it's a very, very, that market research is key.
Yeah. I agree. Now, one of the things that we ask folks to do at the end of each guest blog is talk about some three words of advice. And your three words of advice are passion, innovation, and collaboration. So tell us why those three words are so important.
Because there are two sides to me. One is the business side that we talked about, and the other one is the fitness and health side. And so can I start with passion?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, my passion is fitness and walking. I've done 35 races since I turned 62 and written 2 books on fitness for women.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so I'm really out there. I do 5K. I did 2 7.5-hour marathons. So I really am out there talking to women about aging and aging well, right? So I think passion can drive you to make a difference, you know, and to share your story, as you said. So, yeah, so
And I really would like to just mention that you really do live by your three words of advice, because, you know, the innovation part of it is that the key component to always trying something new. And I think your collaboration with Anne is really very important. So you really live by your three words of advice. So I'd like to thank you very much for spending some time with me today on Keeping It Real. And to our viewing and listening audience, I certainly hope we introduce you to the person behind the logo today in this edition of our segment.
And thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.